Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. Welcome to Text Roulette. This is where you can text in a question. You need something solved? What can we solve for you today? And this is all you have to do. 414-432-1099. That's our Siding Unlimited text line. Text in a question. Could be about a relationship you're going through. Could be about almost anything.
It could be about work. It could be a life question.
Yeah.
We've got people that have texted in and said, hey, should I just say screw it and buy the horse? That's an actual text that came into the show. And we all started talking about how expensive it is to have horses.
Right.
What can we solve for you? You're anonymous. We only know your name if you tell it to us. We love seeing the text messages come in. And because it's text roulette, if you think of something you want to text it at night or text it when we're not on the air, it still is there for us in the morning. So when we spin the roulette wheel, you never know what text we're going to land on. We could be reading your message here, giving our best answers. And then we love when you provide your life experience to also help out a mixed listener.
Yeah, you can text in your answers, 414-432-1099, or even call them in. Let's get to a text. Let's spin the wheel and find out where it's going to land.
24.
24. Oh, that's not bad. That's just 10 per page here. 10, 20... 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold on. Make sure it's going to be clean for the... Oh. All right. Okay. You ready for this one?
Again, you can ask anything. What can we solve for you today?
Okay.
Or ask a question about radio, a question about our lives.
A question today from a texter. What's the most twisted book either of you have ever read or other listeners have read? What's the most twisted book basically anyone has ever read? Most twisted.
Twisted could be interpreted in many different ways.
Either way.
I'm going to go twisted means sexy because
twisted,
it's like
sexy,
this person
twisted?
Is on my phone right now. I listen to books. I don't read them. I fall asleep when I read books. So I like to listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
And I started listening to A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh, that's the big one from last year. Everybody was talking about
what?
That. Yeah? Is that a little twisted?
It's a fantasy book. It's it's sort of like a spin on Beauty and the Beast in a way, but it is way sexier. And I cannot say on the air too much of what's going on in these books, but there's a series of them. So this author, Sarah J. Maas, did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 books.
Okay.
And A Court of Thorns and Roses is the first one. And I started reading it, and it's really good.
That's pretty
it's
solid.
It's really good. It's a spicy book.
Oh.
It takes a while, though. I'm sitting here going, all right, I know this is supposed to get spicy and juicy. Like, when are we going to get to this? It was quite a few chapters until it finally did, and I was ready to lose patience. I was texting with my friend Courtney, and she said, you have to keep up with it. It gets so much better. All right.
Can't you just fast forward and get to the good parts?
Because 50 Shades of Grey, that got to it right away.
Yeah, exactly.
And that kept my attention. And that was a book I actually read. I didn't listen to that one on audio because that one was so sexy right away, I was able to keep up with that one and not fall asleep.
Back in the day when my wife would be reading those, she would underline the good parts for me and say, here, just flip to page 34. This is what you're looking for.
Ooh, that's
hot. Hey, thanks. All right. Now you got to go back and read the rest of it. No, that's fine. Here, just find me another good spot. For me, the most twisted, now you went the sexy route. I'm going to go to the twisted, almost like creep you out part. And this isn't just about being scared. There's some vile stuff in Dean Koontz's books, if you've ever read them.
Is it scary?
It's scary. And
then hard pass. I will never read it.
It's also vile, too. It got to the point where I was reading one of his books way back. I think he posted or published this back in maybe 1990-ish or whatever. It's called Twilight Eyes. I'm like, oh, this is a cool
thing. You mentioned Twilight, and I thought something else. Team Jacob?
I'm reading this on a plane on a trip, and I was like, okay, I can't read this anymore. I'm like creeped out.
You're looking at other people on the plane differently?
Yeah, because I'm like, are you a goblin? Let me look at your eyes.
Are you a goblin?
Oh my gosh, because I know what you're going to do. You're going to give me those eyes, and then you're going to tear somebody apart. That's basically what the book is about, and it's like, ugh. But it come back for more and more. I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep reading this when I get to the hotel.
Okay, say it again. What is it called?
Twilight Eyes. It's like one of his earlier books that he's put out.
Well, and this is what's great about
tablets
and iPads.
Yeah.
Because if you want to read a spicy or crazy or vulgar book like that, you can do it in public, let's say on a plane or maybe on the Amtrak going to Chicago or something like that. And no one's going to judge you or know what you're reading at all. But this is a great question for the texter that sent in. Which ones would you all suggest? You can call or text 414-432-1099.
Could be creepy, could be sexy. Doesn't matter.
Game of Thrones was their books. And wow, you talk about vulgar. And what was the question again from the texter?
Oh, the texter said, what is the most twisted book you've read or any listeners have read?
Can we text them back? I'm curious what they've read.
Perhaps they'll
respond also.
That's true.
It's text roulette. We will say your random questions here on the radio, and maybe you have something you want to respond to. Was there a book that we're missing?
And let us know about the book, too, when you do text in at 414-432-1099. That's the Siding Unlimited text line for Text Roulette on the Mix. How sick and twisted are you? What's the most twisted book you have read? It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's Text Roulette. This is what we landed on as we check our text line, which gets a ton of text messages. 414-432-1099 is the Siding Unlimited text line. So we spin a wheel and landed on this one today. What's the most twisted book either of you have ever read, or maybe some of you in our mixed family have read? And boy, I tell you what, there's some texts that came in that I might have to get back into reading even more books.
Well, and now I took Twisted as sexy.
You did.
So besides 50 Shades of Grey, right now I am listening to the audiobook of A Court of Thorns and Roses. Mm-hmm. If you want to get into something a little sexy, you're going to want to read this one. It's good. It's very imaginative. I describe it like it's fan fiction of Beauty and the Beast.
So it's
like the R-rated version of Beauty and the Beast.
A little role playing. We know what's going on.
It's not the Disney G-rated version.
Eric, we're playing dress up this weekend. Here we go because of this book. Some of you have texted in Red Dragon by Thomas Harris. Scariest and most twisted book, but I really liked it. That's kind of how I was with Dean Koontz. I'm like, oh, this is vile. I'm going to put it down. I can't even read this. Exactly what he's describing, what's happening. But then you're like, I'm going to read one more chapter. You just have to keep going.
Here's one that says Verity by Colleen Hoover is one that you might want to think about reading.
Okay.
And then here's another text message that said, oh, they left their name. This is Jesse. The most twisted book I've ever read was Pet Sematary by Stephen King. No, thank you.
Nope.
Hard pass.
If You Tell.
I don't do the scary books.
If You Tell is let me look it up here. If You Tell, a true story. Oh, a true story of, a mom and the three daughters putting them through torture and psychic terrors. No, I don't know if I want to read that. But then again, you're thinking, well, everybody else is reading it. Maybe I want to read it. It's got huge reviews on Amazon here. I might want to grab this book.
Right.
Why do we want to look at the twisted stuff? You hear about it, you're like, nope, that's not for me. And then all of a sudden you're like, I think I'm going to get this.
It's like the bad car crash. You can't help but not look.
You got to look.
You guys know Lindsay Slater, the meteorologist at WISN 12 News. Well, she and her brother are totally into Halloween and horror movies and horror books and all that kind of stuff. Her brother, DJ Slater, has put out a horror book, and it is called Legend Has It. Do you remember growing up and hearing about those haunted houses that are like different levels? And if you made it to the top floor, you'd get the prize. That's what his horror book is about. The legend of those haunted houses where you'd get to the top. Again, if you're looking for something cool, local guy, DJ Slater, Legend Has It. And Lindsay, she told me that she helped with some of the dialogue.
Really?
Between what some of the characters would say to one another.
So does she sound
spooky? I told
her,
I said, tell your brother I will voice that book. I would love to do it. Now, I don't read horror, but if I'm acting and whatever, just voicing it, I would do that.
The next time I watch Channel 12 and I catch her on weather, I want her talking in one of those scary voices.
It's going to be cold and chilly today. Wind chills below zero.